The Lead UP Online Alumni Events, brought to you by the UP Alumni Office. Turn your spirit of inquiry into research. UP is rated top of all South African universities for research outputs. Apply for one of our postgraduate programs today.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am.
Good, thank you. My apologies. When I phoned the number initially, I got this very interesting call, lady. My Chinese is not very good, so we needless to say, we didn't have a great conversation.
I can only imagine. Poor thing. Don't worry. You're not alone with the Chinese. You're not alone there.
How are you doing though? Are you well?
Yeah. I'm very well. Thank you so much. I'm speaking to Mike, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, my name is Mike. I'm phoning from Tux FM in Pretoria.
All right. That's awesome. I'm so excited. Yes, Mike. I'm very good. It's very exciting. It's a bit gloomy today, which is not usual, our usual weather, but nonetheless, at least we're able to get outside. So gonna be excited about that.
Okay, perfect. So where are you actually based at the moment?
I am based in Chinzhou.
Chinzhou. Okay, cool. All right, wonderful. How are the quarantine levels in Chinzhou at the moment?
At the moment, we're sort of moving about quite freely. One of the things is there's still a movement of school children. It's still a bit delicate.
Okay.
Because, you know, as we know, you can't just take children straight back to school. However, there are a couple of, like, primary schools, especially like where I am. I've seen a couple of kids in uniform, excited and ready.
Okay.
One of the things is that the masks are everywhere. So we are sort of sitting at masks, and you have to have a health code, and they check your temperature basically everywhere you go.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, that's quite intense.
Pretty diligent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty diligent. You know, one of the things, though, is actually it's so efficient, though. So let's think of, like, if you go to Centurion Mall, there is a security guard. So of all the entrances, they'll close all the entrances and have, like, one or two open, and there will be a security guard there with two security guards there with temperatures, and everybody has to walk in a line, and literally one by one by one. It has to be said that people's patience go a long way, because instead of fighting and, you know, being angry that you just want to go to the mall and grab, you know, lunch or something.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty open and pretty decent about just waiting in line every time you go and enter a big place like a mall. Most open places are parks. They don't really do anything. In the beginning, when they sort of allowed us to go out, there was sort of like a police officer or security guard that looked at masks. So when you were in the park, they were very, like, serious about you wearing a mask in the park, and then slowly we moved to more lax and less masks in the park. And now it's kind of like, if you're in a very open public place that has lots of ventilation, not as strict to be wearing masks.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I think a lot of people's patients in South Africa at the moment are being tested a bit, and I think that some people are beginning to break the rules. You see some people driving around without masks. When I was coming in this morning, one of the security guards wasn't really wearing a mask. So it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see. Are you ready? Can we hop straight into this interview?
Sure.
Okay, cool. All right. So on the line at the moment, we've got Xolisile Sithole, who is based in Chengdu in China. But Xolisile is a teacher in mental health strategies, and she is going to be chatting at one of the UP alumni virtual chats this week. It takes place on Thursday, the 28th of May. And she's going to be talking a little bit about how to thrive under lockdown. Xolisile, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, Mike. Thank you for having me. It's always nice coming back to UP as an alumni, of course.
Yeah. So first things first, I want to ask, Xolisile Sithole is not a typical Chinese name. How do people react when you introduce yourself in China?
But I have gotten to the point where I've dropped every single letter except for X. I could not drop X.
Okay.
So I am literally known as X.
As
in
X.
China.
Okay.
I did get somebody offer me a name, which was Xiao Li. So if you shorten my name to Oli,
yeah,
it's Xiao Li.
Yeah.
They said it sounds like Xiao Li, but I kind of am either Xiao Li or just X, just because X is a lot easier.
Just X, okay. So I take it they're not too big on their clicks that side. So they're not saying Xolisile or Mkomboti or...
No, I haven't heard my name in a very long time. So it's actually quite fun hearing you say my name.
Okay,
right
cool.
Now. I hear my name almost like 4 or 5 times a year when I go home. And unfortunately, due to the quarantine, like I'm going to hear my name, you know, once or twice now.
All right. Okay. So let's just talk a little bit about what you do. So you are a mental health strategist, mm-hmm. and you teach people how to keep a mental health, how to keep a healthy mental strategy. Let's just talk a little mm-hmm. bit about quarantine at the moment and the world being on global lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to change the way in which we start thinking in order to thrive during this time?
Absolutely. One of the things that I looked at and what actually pushed me to really get the mental strategies going, because, you know, you always have these type of things where you want to start something and you delay because of A, B, C, D. One of the things that pushed me was, whilst we were in lockdown, we have lots of groups in China, so like WhatsApp groups, they're just on WeChat.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of people were sort of really struggling with this quarantine. Like, I really just want to go out. I really want to be able to do A, B, C, D. People reminiscing about watching movies. And then it got really intense where, you know, they were drinking and it was getting very dangerous. And on the other side, for me, I was having a time of my life. Like, I'm like, wow, I didn't have to go anywhere. This is great. I'm able to catch up on my book. And that really got me thinking, how is it possible that I'm really not disturbed or irked by this whole thing and somebody else is really struggling with it? Must be noted that I am like a self-proclaimed hermit. But I really did want to go into it because I did study psychology while I was in touch.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, well, let's get into this. Now, one of the things is when it comes to psychology, when you say these words, psychologist, mental health, and all that stuff, it gets people quite uncomfortable. However, if you look at it from a strategy perspective, that you're actually using and learning how to handle your mental state from a strategy perspective, it's a little bit different because now I can engage with somebody and say to them, look, let's connect your everyday life to a mental health issue that you might have. Sometimes we have depression, and this is not to take away from the fact that people do struggle with depression. However, us mere mortals who are just having a bad day, we tend to use the word depression to describe even the most menial things. And we think it's like, oh, it's just a name. You do that enough times, you actually start feeling the depression come in.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, your subconscious or the deeper part of you doesn't understand the sense of humor. It really doesn't. It's just, okay, she's depressed. She says depressed, depressed, depressed. Okay, then your body starts picking up, okay, and starts acting like depressed, and so it's harder for you to get out of bed. And then you're like, wait, I used to be a healthy person. Why am I struggling to get out of bed? And these things are so small. They're so like minuscule that we only wake up when we're sitting in front of the psychologist, right?
Right.
If we then are more attentive and more sort of coming from a prepared perspective, then it's a little bit different. You know, I look at a link about loving yourself. A lot of people want to say they love themselves. And yes, we all love ourselves. Yet sometimes it's very uncomfortable to stand in front of the mirror and say that. And it's very confusing as to why, because you do all these things that show that you love yourself, right? However, when you say it, it feels like you're lying. Now, the link that I have is, well, when you go to a taxi, I used to use taxis, and I know lots of people use taxis, or an Uber. Basically, when you're with a stranger and they don't know you, and then they say to you, I love you.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, I don't know you. Like, what are you doing, right?
Yeah.
And in order for them to get to a point where you can accept their love. They need to know who you are. They need to spend time with you. They need to interact with you with deep conversations. We don't do these things with ourselves. And when you stand in front of the mirror and when you say, I love you, and the words don't resonate with us, we're very confused.
Okay.
So it's when you put the link with the taxi driver and you look at it from that perspective. Well, when I say this, that I love myself and I don't get it, well, the taxi driver, I don't get when he says it to me. And so it makes it just a little bit easier to look at it from that perspective.
Okay. All right. We'll touch on self-love again in a second. But you know, mm-hmm. us as students, us as young people, you know, we barely have time to get mm-hmm. through the university work. And we've got social media yeah. going on around us, and we're seeing other people who are thriving and doing all sorts of things. Is yeah. there a way in which we can yeah. take the deadlines that we have? And I'm talking yeah. about from my own personal sort of standpoint, you know, assignments needing to be done
yeah.
and, you know, you have soft deadlines yeah. in your head and then those soft deadlines turn into hard deadlines. And then all of a sudden your lecturer is emailing you, asking yeah. you where your assignment is. And you don't have time to sit down and sort of give yourself, you know, 10 minutes every day to do this kind of thing.
Of course.
What is the mental strategy behind that? Yeah. How do we achieve all of our varsity work and our school work and all of the other things that we need to do in our lives and then have time to self-love?
Oh, okay. So let's look at it from force and sort of power. So power is almost coming from a strength perspective. So think about the nouns, the Beyonce's, the Oprah's. You know, they struggle to meet their deadlines. And most of the time it's no, because they've got to a point where their self-concept of how they see themselves is a person who is efficient, is a person who is on time, is a person who's A, B, C, D, right?
Yeah.
Whereas for us, we're trying to chase that thing. We're trying to become a bonang. We're trying to become an Oprah. We are not an Oprah. So I remember I actually went to a talk. There's lots of VP things here. But I went to a talk, and the discussion was, I was a public protector before they made me a public protector. Now, we obviously know who that is,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And there's a difference between somebody who gets hired first, piece of paper, and then they do their duties and become that person, as opposed to somebody who acts in everything like that person. And then, oh, it's like, oh, okay, well, here's a salary and here's payments because we have to hire you, like, officially.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So from a student perspective, it's always this thing. It's practice. So when I was in UP, I used to use University of Pretoria as practice for real life.
Right.
Because I didn't want the idea of graduating and then having to get myself into work mode.
Okay.
So I worked. So from first year, I started working to get myself into the rhythm of working and also going to school, right? So school is then a metaphor when you get older for children, right? You can't get rid of the children. You can't put them to the side, right? So you start practicing balancing everything else. And the nice thing about being in university is if you don't really balance it properly, nobody's going to die, so to speak. It
yeah.
feels like it because
yeah.
the deadline, you know, is attached to your livelihood, and we all pay so much for school fees and work hard for our money. However, it's really important to try and find a rhythm in your whole life, not try and be a student. Become whatever you're studying to be. So if you're a marketer, look at what a marketer's life looks like and try to get your life into a rhythm like that.
Okay.
And that way, when you need to take a break, it's a lot easier because when you start working as a marketer or you start working as a lawyer, you're so used to it. You're into the habit of balance. That it's not new to you, right? And so
okay.
even when you're studying, just making sure that the thinking is you're studying as a lawyer, because if you're just studying as a student, you're trying to pass.
Yeah.
If you're studying as a lawyer, you know what lawyers are thinking about, you know what is important, and you can almost predict what your lecture is going to have in the test or
yeah.
what do they call them now? I forgot.
Well, Well, now everything's online, so on ClickUp or yeah. No, I hear you. Okay, so very quickly, and I don't want to submit this because I think it's extremely important to flesh out what you're saying. But what I think you're getting at here is, if you are studying to become a doctor, think like a doctor. If you are studying to become a lawyer, think like a lawyer. If you are studying a BA general, but you want to be a novelist or a writer or a creative person or a storyteller. Think like a creative person.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
cool.
One of the things that's creative, just because you touched on it, which is very good, is if you follow sort of Seth Godin, he said the best way to write a book is to break it down. So a lot of people want to be an author and get caught up in, oh, I don't want to be an author, I'm a writer, and they get caught up and then they get no creativity.
Yeah.
If you write a blog post, if you write something on WhatsApp, if you like a little, obviously a little bit longer than normal, write something on WhatsApp. You write something on Instagram. You write something on wherever the platform that you use. That, if you do it long enough, you get used to the idea of writing.
Yeah.
Well, what's a book? It's just a bunch of paragraphs put together, right?
Yeah.
So you just make your blog post long as a paragraph, and you have enough paragraphs, and look, at end of the year, you have a book. It's still the same thing, but your thinking is just a little bit tweaked so that you don't catch yourself out. You don't trap yourself in thinking too big. It's too much. If you can, definitely.
Okay.
If you're a doctor, think like a doctor right now before Tuck gives you the degree.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, man, I wish I had a full 3 hours to sit down and go through this with you. Okay, but let's talk about the talk that you're giving on the 28th of May, which is this coming Thursday. So you're hopping on board with three other panelists, and you're basically going to be talking about learning and thriving under lockdown, or just surviving lockdown. What kind of topics of conversation can we expect from you on Thursday?
From my side, definitely connections. I am one of those people that sort of takes the idea of psychology or the tricks that the psychologist uses and bring it all the way down to taxi relations, to us and how we clean our house. Because if you can get it in every day, the learner type of thinking that everything can teach you something, right? Then you can be prepared. When the good things come, you're not scared because you have had all this training in place for you, and you're ready for big things when they do come. And so that's definitely going to be sort of strategies, little strategies that seem so small, like, oh my goodness. But once you start getting yourself into that type of mindset, it really makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So that's definitely from my side, yeah, and I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be quite fun. So that's obviously brought to you by Lead UP, which is part of the global alumni virtual chats that are going on now, pretty much until the end of December. But that's something that's been organized by UP. Is there a way that we can get in contact with you as students and just send you an email or just send you a message and say, hi, I'm struggling with this and this and this. Can you help me? Are you available in that sort of sense?
Funny enough, and once we get to discuss a little bit more on Thursday, you'll understand. I don't have social media, so I don't have Instagram. I might kind of sort of have Facebook, but I haven't looked at it in so long,
yeah.
And I don't have Twitter. And Twitter, it's intense. It's intense on Twitter, so
no,
I don't play there. However, feel free to find me on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I will be there. However, if somebody doesn't have LinkedIn or for whatever reason they can't get a hold of LinkedIn, you can find me at growwithmeppt@gmail.com. I'm happy to discuss anything and make, you know, sort of Zoom appointments, and I can get into a call with somebody. It's obviously something to keep in mind that I am international, so I won't be able to call somebody, you know, so they will have to have some sort of app that has some call that I will be able to engage with them. But grow with me, ppt@gmail.com. You can send me an email. Otherwise, LinkedIn, and the only student to follow, I will be there.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for chatting to us. And more importantly, yes, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of the mental strategy. You know, we get so caught up in our own lives, and we get so caught up in doing things that that we very rarely sit down and say, actually, what's the plan? You know what I mean? What am I going to do today? Apart from the assignments and reply to my mom's messages and go see my dad for dinner and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of stuff that that we don't think about. So thank you very much. As you know, as somebody who's recently graduated, or as somebody who's in the world of work, I don't think like this. I was chatting to somebody yesterday about getting a LinkedIn profile and the benefits and you know how much more professional that would make me seem. And I think the next step here is to start thinking like a storyteller, because that's what I want to be, you know?
Absolutely. And then almost have the thinking of be something, and we, the rest of the world, are just catching up. So when the graduation happens, it's like we're just catching up. We've been a storyteller for so long, you know, the book is just for the rest of the world to read it. You know, we've been a doctor for so long, it's just the certificate, it's just for the rest of the world to sort of be like, oh, we get it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely one of the things, remember, if you are your own ally. So really getting yourself into a way where you are an ally, you are the soldier, you are the one that is to help you outside of everybody else. It's that much sweeter when your parents and your friends and your colleagues are supportive, when you are supportive to yourself.
To yourself, right?
Otherwise, you become very dependent on other people's either compliments or ideas if you don't look in and you don't look within yourself and ask yourself a couple of hard questions.
Excellent. Xolisile Sithole, thank you so much for chatting us today. And we look forward to connecting with you via the we look forward to connecting on Thursday. It's 4 o'clock South African time. All of the details are available on the Tux FM social media pages, and you can also go to Tux Alumni on Facebook, or you can check it out on LinkedIn Live. Thank you so much, Xolisile, and have a fantastic day. And we are sending you lots and lots of South African love. All the way in China.
Oh my goodness, thank you. I've been listening to a lot of house music, which is very bad because then I listen for like an hour.
You
can't listen to one house music.
No.
One house song, it's really bad. So I really, really appreciate it. And see, so that's because really, guys, just hold on. It sounds bizarre and it sounds strange, and you will say this as well. It feels like a dream once everything gets back. So bizarre, and I don't know how to really explain that, but it will be over, and when it's over, we will catch you on the other side. Just hold on.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Xolisile.
It's a pleasure, Mike. Nice to talk to you too.
The Lead UP Online Alumni Events, brought to you by the UP Alumni Office. The University of Pretoria Solidarity Fund was set up to fund laptops and provide connectivity for students in dire need while teaching and learning continues online. If you can help a student, please donate now at upnet.up.ac.za.